Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
How are you now? A casual talking head for smallcaps.com.au. My name is James Whelan, and we have today EV Resources, stock code on the good old-fashioned Australian Securities Exchange. EV is an emerging critical minerals company strategically focused on supplying the North American market with high-grade antimony, that's how it's pronounced, from projects in Mexico and the US, driven by a processing-led strategy to achieve near-term cash flow. The company is aggressively advancing its flagship Los Lirios project alongside local processing infrastructure to meet surging global demand. I'm joined by Mike Brown, CEO of EV Resources. Mike, how are you now? Welcome to Small Caps.
Thanks, James. Great to be here.
Mate, we're going to get straight into it, and I hope it's okay. I've got the residual voice of someone who just spent 4 days at a mining conference, so I do excuse me. Hopefully today you're going to be doing most of the talking because it is your company and it's something that you know a lot about. So I'm just going to feed you. I'm going to feed you a couple of tricky ones and see how we go. Look, for anyone new to the story of EV Resources, why don't you give us a quick introduction of the project, the core strategy to become a near-term antimony producer?
Thanks for that, James. Yeah, a North American-centric company focused very much now on becoming a near-term producer, initially from a platform in Mexico, which includes what we believe is a one-of-a-kind antimony. I'll pronounce it differently. Antimony. Project, but more importantly to that part of the story, and particularly the near-term focus, is the second plant that we have got an option to purchase. We're looking to refurbish that, and so within 6 months we're looking to be in a position to be able to process artisanal ore initially and start antimony production. Where and why that's critical really comes back to the antimony market, the issues that China and Russia have 80% in production. There aren't Western Hemisphere stockpiles. The US are doing everything they can to try and establish that. But because these mines have been essentially pure antimony projects have been mothballed since World War II, there's not a quick start button to this process. We are very lucky that our Mexico platform and the form of Los Lirios is showing very high-grade ore at surface. We've started drilling at the end of January. The indications at surface support our visual estimations. We're getting 30% plus massive stibnite ore, very pure. And that plays into that North American focus and a potential for domestication of supply chains there. Mexico is an ally, a fair trade agreement partner for the US. So that enables us to potentially sell product into the US. And we have two projects in Nevada, and obviously in the US, that also add to that positioning in North America. And our strategy of being front of the queue and having assets that will get us to production. And I guess that's a differentiator that we see. Within 6 months, there are no current producers in the US.
That's as good an overview as I think as any new person would probably want to have on this one. So let's talk about you. So you stepped in, Mike, as the new CEO and managing director last year to drive the company's North American critical minerals strategy. One of my favorite groups of words I'll put together is North American critical minerals and strategy. There's some amazing things that are coming out of that particular part of the world, and we can see what's going on geopolitically, how important those things are all together. I don't want to date this, but I know that Trump has almost certainly said some things about it over the last few hours of our lives, but going forward. Timely for what's happening in the news, with antimony becoming increasingly critical for US defense and energy transition, how is EVR positioned to capitalize on that?
Yeah, the positioning is very much near-term production and a high-quality project, which we're drilling, take it through the development stages, hopefully, and we'll be in a position of 12 to 18 months to add to that supply that will always already be generating from the Tecopatlan plant. So it's really that. And the important bit for us is to get in front of the US agencies, walk the talk in terms of being able to actually have a viable path to production, which isn't really established across the market. And then through our Mexican project, Los Liros, and the Nevada projects, build out that supply to meet their stockpile and demands. And as I say, they've just had government shutdown. A lot of these programs were only just starting up. So on that front, we've engaged a very experienced US market agencies and departmental strategic advisor to help us through that process to get in front of the right people to sell that viable path of production.
Excellent. Okay, now let's talk about Los Liros. You did mention that Mexico. Now you've hit the ground running in your 2026 with the maiden diamond drilling project, a program now underway. Why don't you talk us through the geological potential of Los Liros and what you're hoping for with this current drill campaign?
Yeah, it's an amazing project in the sense that there are 8 open pits there, a number of historical adits. It's never been drilled. It was mined as direct shipping ore, so very high grades, 30 to even up to 60%, which basically, if it's 60% antimony, it means it's massive stibnite.
Yeah. So a grade so high they didn't need to drill it. They could just go dig it out off the surface and take it
exactly.
away.
Melt it directly. And we've actually done that ourselves. Just recently, we produced an ingot. We're waiting for the actual metallurgy of that ingot in terms of antimony content. But we were producing ingots from this direct shipping material, which is what historically had been happening at the project. So there's antimony at surface there. We're obviously focused on what we could then grow into a resource, be a mining project to generate some production. That's the focus. Obviously, this first pass of drilling is trying to get our heads around the structural, the mineralogy story, how it's a hydrothermal system, but a very long structure, 6 kilometers long. We're focusing on 2 little sections on that structure where the historical pits have been on. So it's a very small, some 900 meters strike length focus initially to understand it, and then hopefully we'll be able to step out with broader exploration and really grow that as we step forward and our understanding grows.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a great project. You said 8 holes and has not been drilled before.
Yeah, 8 historical surface pits plus some old adits. But as I mentioned, those pits were basically excavating 30%. Antimony material. 30% is extraordinary grade when you think about not pure metal equivalent, but global sort of equivalency price basis with antimony where it is. It's anywhere between 4.5 and 5.5 grams per ton is 1% antimony. So 30% antimony is extraordinary in if you put it into gold term.
Absolutely.
Which gives us a great scope. Potentially for open pits, for undergrounds, if we can pull this together and the vein system holds together. It's a vein system and also a replacement system. Replacement systems are great volume creators and also high grades. So I'm pretty excited to see what's coming out of the ground and at the end of the
day. Yeah, true. Perfect and well put there. So now you did mention at the top of the show that EVR is delivering a processing led strategy. Via the nearby processing plant. What's the current status of the refurbishment and how are you using the expected near-term cash flow from Los Liros to get that place to be mine ready?
Yes, so it was an existing plant, so it's got an existing crushing and phase. We dry tested it, the belt, conveyor belts, and initial grizzly, secondary and tertiary crushers. They're all in working conditions. There's installed ball mills, so we're looking to commission those. And then all we need to do is drop in to gravity concentrators, which is a very simple technology. Basically, use a centrifugal force to separate out the antimony, specific gravity. It's a very simple processing, almost like an old-scale cradle rocker for gold, except it's a spinning thing. No reagents, so no environmental impact. Dry stack tailings, we'll filter press and dry stack tailings. So we can get all that done without an environmental permit. That is phase one. It's giving us 90.8% recovery for a very low cost, low capex plant with potentially great, very, very attractive margins. And the upgrade of that would be to establish a flotation, add a flotation circuit through that. Where initial testing of of flotation and gets recoveries up to 99%. So as I mentioned, a very clean almost dominantly stibnite, which really helps the recovery side of it. So we're hoping within 6 months, we're just going through some final hurdles on the administrative side in terms of paperwork to enable us to then get the contractor mobilised. We've got all the engineering done. We've got the contractor sorted. We've got all the timelines sorted. It's now just waiting for those final hurdles to break soil, as it were. And that's pretty exciting. That'll allow us to process artisanal ores in the first place and bulk samples of material from Los Lirios. That cash flow, we'll have to see, obviously, if we get good results in this first program in Los Lirios. It'll fund drilling. It'll do a whole lot of things. It'll put us in a position, and perhaps more importantly than the cash flow, it'll position us in a very enviable place with US agencies in terms of actually having antimony production.
Excellent. And let's move to the news flow that you've had, because there has been quite an amount of news flow recently. Just this week, you engaged US advisory firm MineMaker. Now, how do these corporate moves along? I've talked to a lot of companies over the last few months now, and it's all about having that local footprint. Without the local footprint, it makes it very difficult. So this is great moves on your part. How do those corporate moves, along with the high-grade Nevada exploration assets like Dollar and Milton, tie into your broader strategy of securing a North American supply chain?
Yeah, for us, the first part there is the timing bit. Government shutdowns, programs are just starting. There are new programs and incentive structures being put around the critical metals. Antimony is a priority metal in that list. So a lot of agency work going on and Department of War work. Engaging that advisor, having a near ally country producing there, plus also having the US projects themselves, gives us at least two paths for those discussions. And we're working with our advisor on working out what is the strategy for engagement. Do we separate those projects? How are we doing it? They'll probably come in under different umbrellas in terms of what programs they would be eligible for. And really that concept that anything that we produce in Mexico can very easily get to Nevada for potential downstream processing. There are no current antimony plants or processing facilities in Nevada. And Nevada happens to be where the U.S. Army Critical Metal Storage Depot is. So it's perfectly located on 80 kilometers away from us. That if and when we get Dollar and Milton producing, they produced during World War II, we can produce there locally and have that made in America stamp, which is certainly the focus of the current administration.
Yeah, well done. Now, bonus question before we wrap it up here, Mike. The next 12 months, it's all about what the year is ahead of us. Depending on where your investment cycle is, some people are 3 months, some people are 3 minutes. I'm more of a 6 to 12 sort of guy. Yep. So let's look at the road ahead. So you've set a clear target to deliver a maiden JORC resource at Los Lirios by the third quarter of 26. Now, what are the key milestones, the operational catalysts, news flow that our investors out there should be looking at for the next 12 months?
Yeah, so there are three work streams or flow generators plus the corporate level. So those three are the plant and production. Obviously, getting that actually working and producing antimony will be a major step forward for us. The second one is Los Lirios. Getting us to a JORC, this first program has started at the end of January, so hopefully results towards mid-April, if not a little bit earlier from those first few holes, and then building that up to the JORC in post of July, probably, depending on how quickly we can get the rigs out. And then the third one there is ramping up activities at Milton and Dollar, where we've had really good copper and antimony and silver off the scale, about 10,000 ppm, which is 300 ounces of silver in one rock chip sample. So those three are the real catalysts. And results coming, plant producing, exploration results at Nevada and runs on the board. And then that is wrapped by what we can achieve on the corporate side in terms of US agency and support. And again, that's not a critical part of the puzzle. It's a value add in the sense that it may reduce permitting timelines. It may provide sources of non-dilutive financing, which is critical. We've had lots of interest from off-takers on material from from our project. So regardless of what happens on the US side, antimony is in such short supply worldwide, even the Chinese, that we will find the best value for our shareholders in terms of where we put that antimony.
Excellent. Well, that is great to talk to you on this one. Thank you for joining us very much today. MD and CEO of EV Resources, stock code EVR, Mike Brown. Cheers. Thank you so much.
Thanks, James. Been a pleasure.
All right. Thanks for joining us here at smallcaps.com.au. I'm James Whelan. Stay safe and all the best.